Reading and Writing. 2. Activity 1. Look at the passage and say where it comes from. Now read the passage and check.
Thursday. We arrived on the overnight ferry to the Hook of Holland and took a train to Amsterdam's central station. It was only a short ride. It's not easy to find your way around the town. A lot of the roads follow the canals, which aren't straight, but are shaped like horseshoes. So you can walk along a street for half an hour or so and end up 5 minutes from where you started. However, most people don't walk. There are 3 million bikes in town and a good bus and tram system. There are boats too. About half of them are for tourists. The others are houseboats with people living on them. We spent the whole day walking. Tomorrow we're going to rent bikes. Friday. We spent today looking at houses. The architecture is astonishing, quite different from other European countries we've been to. The houses are tall and thin, and many of them have a fantastically ornate Renaissance appearance. In the Middle Ages, the houses were made of wood. Then, at the end of the 15th century, there was a huge fire, and about 3/4 of the town was destroyed. After that, houses were made of brick. Unlike other places in Europe, where house owners were taxed on the size of their windows, here the taxes depended on the width of the house, so they kept them narrow but built them tall. Well, that's what Claire says, and she read it in the guidebook. Saturday. We visited the Van Gogh Museum instead of the more famous Rijksmuseum. It was astonishing. I hadn't really looked at any of Van Gogh's paintings before. He seems to have reinvented the art. It doesn't matter whether he's doing a portrait or a landscape. He's a genius. In the last 70 days of his life before he shot himself, he produced 70 paintings, and I reckon they're almost all masterpieces. Yet in all his life, Van Gogh only ever sold one painting. We must have spent 3 hours in that museum. When we came out, I told Claire I thought Van Gogh was the greatest painter in history. She reminded me that we were leaving for Paris tomorrow, where we were going to see the most famous painting in the world.